Yes, hello, Roy. This is Randall. You happened to, put a few marks on my wife's car yesterday, and we've left numerous messages.
Uh-oh.
If you can give me a call back today, 716-4000, so we can get this matter taken care of. Otherwise, I will have to look at other options. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Hello.
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes. My wife said she saw that.
Yep, that was me. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. I mean, she's kind of explained the situation. You wouldn't have thought to go in the store to find out if somebody was in the store rather than breaking into somebody's car.
Well, I don't know. I didn't mean to break in. I just kind of had to at that point, you know. What did the note say?
Sorry, I dinged your car. Call me, Roy.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean break into the car?
She said that you thought there was a kid in the car seat and you used your Jimmy to get in the car?
Yeah, my Slim Jim. I had to because I thought there was a kid in there dying. So, you know, I was basically saving a life, but it turns out it was just my reflection.
Yeah, because there was, and like I said, there's a store there with numerous people that you, another 10 seconds of saying, who owns this Traverse out here? You got a kid in it. When she's the first person you would have seen when you walked in the door at the cashier.
Well, how was I supposed to know that?
It's illegal to break in a car. I mean, even if you would have seen a kid.
Well, that's why I didn't write on the note that I broke in the car. I just wrote that I dinged it.
Right. So how are we going to handle the ding?
I don't know. Did you see much damage? I thought I just maybe scratched up the side a little bit when I used the Slim Jim.
Yes, there's two scratches about 3.5 inches long on the fender.
On the fender? No. I was opening up where the door is.
Well, there's, and this had fresh paint on it, so I don't know, maybe when you remove the Slim Jim or something, but.
Yeah, I can, I don't know. You know. Sounds like you're just making things up at this point.
No, because I took a picture of it as soon as my wife showed me. Oh. And because we just bought the car, that's why I knew it had no marks on it whatsoever.
Are you sure
we
she
hadn't had the car 2 months?
Maybe she made the marks on there, and she thought that'd be easy money?
No. No, I have the security footage from the store. If I had to turn it over to somebody, we will. I mean, I would have just, even after you saw that there was nobody in the car, you should have went in the store and said, all right, now who owns this Traverse? Because I was just broke in your car because I thought there was a kid in there.
Yeah.
Instead of leaving a note and driving away.
I'm sure that would go well if I did that. Good idea. You're a genius. But no, look, here's the thing. I thought I was saving a kid. So I think you should be saying thank you. Like if that was your kid in there, that was in there like suffocating from the heat.
It wouldn't be my kid, and you weren't breaking in the car to save a kid because there was nobody in the car.
Did you find anything in the back seat by chance? Because I feel like I may have dropped something in there.
I haven't been in the car.
Okay.
I looked at damage on the outside. I can look when I get home, but I did not get in the car.
Okay, yeah, if you find anything that's not yours in the back, it's probably mine. So, yeah, if you could just give me a call, that'd be great.
All right, and...
Yeah, it's just...
So you're not going to own up to any of the damage. You're just telling us you broke into my car.
Well, no, I will. If you want my insurance information, I'll give it to you. I don't see why you're yelling at me, though. I left a note.
I'm
so
not
I
yelling.
I left a note so I could leave
I
you.
I just didn't like you. I answered the phone a little bit upset because my wife had already called me and told me how you talked to her.
Oh, she was being
That's
such
why
a.
I'm a little bit upset.
No, she was just being a real bitch. Like I was just trying to be nice, and she was just she was so mean. So that was her fault, not my fault.
All right.
Can't believe you have to live with that. Oh, my God.
No, she's a very wonderful lady. She doesn't like getting talked bad on.
Oh, you don't have to be. You don't have to say that to me. You can be honest. We're men. You can tell me how it really is.
No, she's a very nice lady, and we've been married 31 years.
I'm sure she is. Wink, wink.
All right. Do you have any?
Are you near
any kind of information?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Lots. Are you near the car right now, by chance? Is there any way you could go back there see if that thing's in the floorboard?
I'm actually at work, and I'm 20 some miles away from the car.
Ah, okay. All right. It's okay. Maybe you could check. Maybe you could check tonight and see if it's in there in the floorboard.
Yeah, and your address is.
Oh, what do you need that for?
There's something in the car, don't I have to get it back to you?
No, we'll have to arrange like a meeting place and like maybe a dark alley or something, because I don't know if you guys are cool or not.
I see. Okay. A dark alley. That sounds real classic.
Well, you know, just something, you know. I don't need people having my address.
You don't want people having your address, but you have no problem breaking into cars.
Well, I was trying to save a life, so I don't...
Say you were trying to save anything when there was nobody in the car?
Well, no, I thought there was a baby in the car seat, but it turns out that was just my reflection. But at least I was trying to do the right thing.
Check the car to see.
You're trying to make it sound like I'm a car thief, but I was trying to do the right thing and save a life.
Well, I think I would have evaluated the situation a little bit differently, but...
Yeah, and the baby probably would have died in the meantime. So, good job, you let a baby die.
No.
Yeah, they would if you would have done things differently. What would you have done, like busted the window open? With a rock?
No, I...
Oh, so you would have let the baby die.
In my car. No, I actually carry a Slim Jim because I am a car salesman, and I have to get into cars all the time at my lot, so I do have one in my car.
Mm-hmm.
But, you obviously are trying to, it's drawing a no conclusion here, so.
Well, just because you're being so unreasonable.
No, I'm not. I am trying to get some information out of you. You're failing to give it to me. So I guess I will take your insurance company information.
Okay, yeah. You don't need my address. You just need my policy number. Okay, you ready? It's Progressive Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And my policy number is 3.
No, I'm sure that's not it.
No, it's right here. It's on my card. It says policy number 3. Well, it says 003. It says 003. I don't know if that matters. So 003.
Yeah, no, that's not it. Progressive numbers are much longer than that. I deal with insurance every day.
No, it's like they one of their oldest customers, I think he must have passed away or something recently, they gave me his policy number. And he's one of the very first.
No,
so
that's not right.
It's policy number 3.
Okay. And your last name, Roy, so I can verify your policy number 3?
Gerbil. G-E-R-B-I-L.
Okay. Well, I have a report coming back from Google for your cell phone voicemail number, and I'll get your information from that.
Okay. All right. Google sells information on their customers' phone numbers?
No, they don't sell it, but when you get a police report with it, they will turn it over for me.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. That seems silly.
Because I've already done that because you wouldn't answer my phone call for 3 days.
Oh, come on. I was out of town.
But your cell phone's on your side.
Well, you don't know that. Maybe I like to leave my cell phone at home when I go on vacation so I don't have to take calls and,
right.
You know, need to just kind of learn. He hung up.